Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of John, Gospel of John, chapter 19 and verse 30. And very beautifully, it's recorded that when Jesus had received the drink, he said, what did he say? That it is, he bowed his head and he said, it is finished. And he gave up his ghost. My dear brothers and sisters, one of Christ's last declarations from the cross was, it is finished. And that phrase comprises just one word in Greek, tetelestai, meaning paid in full. It was the word merchants wrote on a bill when it was cancelled. It was also the word stamped on a document announcing that a prison sentence had been commuted. Jesus paid the price in full for every sin you have ever committed. And the scripture very beautifully describes that there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus in Romans chapter 8 verse 1. The question is, if God forgets your sin the second you confess it, don't you think you should forget it too? How long do you think about an invoice you have paid? You forget it the minute you have paid it. Similarly, since Christ has paid your bill in full, you don't need to remember it anymore. And I like what Paul said. Paul, who once described himself as chief among sinners in 1 Timothy 1:15, wrote beautifully, forgetting what is behind, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards. In Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14, he writes that, right? We can short-circuit God's power in our lives by not trusting that he has truly forgiven us, or by deciding not to forgive ourselves. Why do we do that? Sometimes because of how we were raised. Our parents told us, I forgive you, but they constantly brought it up in your life again and again. Good news is that your heavenly Father is different from your earthly parents. When he forgives your sin, he expunges your record, cancels your past, can't remember it, doesn't talk about it, and will never bring it up again. So today, accept his forgiveness, and if you need to, forgive yourself and move on in the call that the Lord has placed upon your life. Forgive yourself, forgive others, forget your past. Look heavenward, keep moving forward, keep pressing on towards the goal that God has given you. And the goal is that you will serve God and worship him with all that you have. Hallelujah. And be fruitful in his kingdom. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us. You have kept us on the land of the living as, O Lord, blood-washed children of the Most High God, purged and purified and sanctified by your blood, by your word, and by your Holy Spirit. Abba Father, there is no condemnation on us because we are in Christ Jesus, and we thank you for that. Today, O God, I pray that, Lord, we will, like Paul, be able to see, I press on, forgetting what is behind. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards. I pray, Lord, that we will forget our past. We'll press on, like Paul, O Father, run the race of faith, Lord, achieving great things in your kingdom, and win that prize that God has in store for our lives. I thank you, Lord, and I give you the praise for that. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them and lift them up because they are your heritage. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with ill health, O Lord. I speak healing into their bodies. I speak, O Father, the life of Christ to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we give you all the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you. And to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.